I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 16th. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy may have a new director soon. The Board of Trustees recently voted unanimously to offer the position to Sarah Slyman. Slyman is the current director of the Brookline Public Library. Previously, Slyman served as director of the Turner Free Library in Randolph, assistant director of the Thayer Public Library in Braintree, and a branch manager in the Mattapan Public Library. If approved by Mayor Thomas Koch, Slyman would begin her new duties on May 1st. Current Library Director Megan Allen announced her retirement recently. Allen was appointed director in 2013 and previously served as assistant director for 9 years. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city has hired a new golf pro for the Furnace Brook Golf Club. The city took over the club this year. Koch says the clubhouse needs a major overhaul. Koch says some club employees remained on the job and the city hired new workers. He says he wants the club to be a first-class facility for the public. The Quincy Planning Board is reviewing a proposal from LBC Developers for a six-story, 215-unit apartment building with 66-space parking garage at the corner of Revere Road and Hancock Street in Quincy Center. LBC owns that property and the adjacent land at Dennis Ryan Parkway and Revere Road. LBC also built the nearby Nova Residences apartment building. A four-mile stretch of the Neponset River in Milton and Dorchester has been labeled a Superfund cleanup site. State and federal officials say they want to clean the river from years of cancer-causing PCB contamination from various industrial uses going back decades. A complete assessment will be conducted, and the years-long multi-million-dollar cleanup could begin next year. A teacher and a student were shot outside Tech Boston Academy in Dorchester last evening. Police are still searching for the suspect. Boston police said the teacher is a 31-year-old man and the student is a 17-year-old male. They were both transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. Police said the victims were in the parking lot on Peacevale Road preparing for a school event when the suspect opened fire from a car just after 5:30 p.m. Boston School Superintendent Brenda Casilius said a crisis team will be at the school today, but no classes will be held. Boston police arresting a man from Tennessee who allegedly had 11 guns in a backpack at South Station. Investigators said 25-year-old John Pierre from Lutz, Tennessee, arrived at the train station just before 2:30 Monday afternoon, and they noticed that his bag appeared to be weighted down. Officers confronted him and eventually arrested him. They said he had 11 handguns, 16 magazines, and several boxes of ammunition in his backpack. Police said Pierre bought the guns out of state and was in Boston to illegally distribute the firearms to various individuals. He'll be arraigned in Boston Municipal Court on several counts of unlawful possession of a firearm. Governor Baker yesterday unveiled a bill that he said would help expand access to primary care and mental health services and help control rising health care and prescription drug costs. Governor detailed the legislation during a stop at a health care center in Dorchester. Baker said the state has some unfinished business when it comes to expanding health care access in the wake of the pandemic. He said the bill aims to increase investments in behavioral health care services, control factors that drive up health care costs, and improve access to high-quality coordinated care for people dealing with multiple health care challenges. One of the top remaining challenges is to make sure those in need of behavioral health care services are treated on par with those who have physical health care needs. The bill would require health care providers and payers to increase expenditures on primary care and behavioral health by 30% over 3 years, with the initial performance period ending in 2024. The state Senate in November unanimously approved their own bill that would guarantee Massachusetts residents are eligible for annual mental health wellness exams at no cost, akin to annual physical exams. Bill has been sent to the House. State Department of Public Health reported 502 new confirmed COVID cases yesterday. There were also 16 additional deaths reported from Saturday to Monday. As of Tuesday, the seven-day weighted average of positive tests in Massachusetts is 1.58%. Health officials said the total number of confirmed cases in the state is now over 1.5 million. The total number of confirmed deaths in the state, 18,902. Total number of people who have died from COVID in Massachusetts decreased by 3,700 from last week because the state adjusted its definition of what classifies as a death caused by the disease. There were almost 28,000 new tests reported. There are 227 people currently in the hospital with COVID. 31 are in ICU. Quincy's positivity rate is just over 2%. There have been a total of 253 deaths in Quincy. A former Boston Police Department clerk who, according to prosecutors, sometimes forged her supervisor's signature to inflate her overtime pay by nearly $30,000 over 2 years has been sentenced to 3 months in prison. 68-year-old Marilyn Golisano was sentenced Monday to 3 years probation as well, following her time behind bars, the first 3 months of which must be spent in home confinement, and was ordered to pay full restitution to the city. Golisano, who handled the overtime paperwork for a detective unit, submitted dozens of fraudulent overtime claims in 2017 and 2018, some of which included the forged signature of her supervisor. Although her work was done primarily on the computer, she never logged into the department's computer system during many of the overtime shifts she claimed to have worked, and phone records sometimes showed she was miles away when she was supposed to be in Boston, according to U.S. Attorney's Office. She pleaded guilty in September to embezzlement from an agency receiving federal funds and wire fraud. Cape Cod boaters are being told to slow down for whales for the next 2 months. Massachusetts Environmental Police said that due to the ongoing presence of right whales in Cape Cod Bay, a mandatory speed restriction is in place through May 15th. Boats that are smaller than 65 feet need to travel at 10 knots or slower in the area. It is against the law for boats to get closer than 500 yards to a right whale. The critically endangered North Atlantic right whale population has dropped to dangerously low levels. Last year, the numbers dropped to an estimated 336, believed to be the lowest figure in almost two decades. Humans are the biggest threat to whales, with fishing entanglement and boat strikes proving deadly. Check of business news. Stocks bounced back yesterday. The Dow was up 599. The NASDAQ rose 367. The S&P added 89. Asian stocks also higher as investors awaited a widely anticipated decision by the Fed to raise interest rates. Currencies, the dollar is down, the euro is up, and oil is at just over $96 a barrel. Sports: Bruins beat the Blackhawks in Chicago 2-1 in overtime last night. They're in Minnesota tonight at 7:30, and the Celtics out on the West Coast at Golden State at 10 o'clock. Forecast from the National Weather Service: today, partly cloudy, mild, and a high 57. For tonight, cloudy, a low of 37. Scattered showers around tomorrow, high 58. Then Friday, partly sunny and warm, with a high 72 degrees. Saturday, some rain and a high 51. For the boater, waves about a foot. North winds at 5 to 10 knots become southeast later today. High tide at 11 a.m. The sunrise, 6:54, set at 6:51. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, March 16th.